Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hey, Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieters. Have you subscribed yet? Hit pause right now, head into your app and hit subscribe. I have so many amazing guests coming up for you and I want to make sure you do not miss a thing so you can lose weight, keep it off, and keep living in that body you love. And speaking of that, if you need some extra support, I am starting a challenge May 2nd for 30 days, Shape Up for Summer. So make sure you head over to my Instagram at Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting or see me on Facebook so you can grab the link. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hello, Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieters. I'm so excited to talk to you all today about how on earth you're going to hold yourself accountable so that this time, yes, this time, it is the time where you lose the weight and you keep it off. Because hey, no partner, no problem. I know we all talk accountability partners, but for you this time, no partner, no problem, because you and you alone, my friends, hold the key to your success. So are you ready to dive in? Because I don't know about you, but I was tired of looking in the mirror and not liking how I looked. I was tired of the brain fog and feeling sluggish and feeling slow. I was so tired and I had to get past the I can't and the self-sabotage and all the excuses and like hone in on me. So let's dive in on how we can get rid of that brain fog, how we can get our clothes to fit, and how we can lose weight and keep it off for the rest of our lives by doing a couple simple in concept, but a little bit more difficult to do things. Because here's the thing, you have to learn how to hold yourself accountable. So here is the first thing. First and foremost, I want you to get real right now, like really real. Maybe pull out your phone, pull out a pad and paper, write down your goal. What is it? What's your freaking goal right now? And I want you to write it down. I want you to get crystal clear because weight loss loves clarity. Now, I used to be afraid to write it down. I used to be afraid to write down my scary goals because there was this little doubt in my head that if I put it to paper, like, what if it didn't come true? And I was afraid of feeling like a failure. Sometimes, guys, I'm still afraid of feeling like a failure. Like, I'm going to be honest, I have an income goal right now, and I'm a little bit afraid to write it down. Because the minute I write it down, that means I have to reprioritize my life, or it's just another thing I don't do. So if you are ready to do this, if you are ready to finally be accountable to yourself, write it freaking down. And then once you write it down, I want you to put it everywhere. I want you to make it your password, put it on your mirror, put on a sticky note on your way out the door, put it on your screensaver and remind yourself multiple times a day. Like set the timers on your phone with messages for you. And I do this all the time because I set goals and then, I don't know, I get a notification on Instagram and I forget what my goals are. And so we have to boost ourselves up. We have to remind ourselves and hold ourselves accountable. Now, after you write down that scary goal, like after I'm going to do with my income goal, hey, I'm feeling really motivated talking to you all about this right now. Here's the next thing you have to do is pull out your calendar. Because here's what happens to me. I write down a goal and then something gets in the way. Like I'm too busy. I have too much work. I have too much travel. I have too many social engagements. And I need to really look at that list And I need to think of, for me, for Amber, like that little fire inside her soul. Why is it so important that she achieves that goal? Think that for you. Like, why is it so important that you just wrote down whatever your goal is? And then how do you rearrange your calendar? So what's the priority? So if the priority is weight loss, you might have to look at your calendar and go, okay, from what hour to what hour am I going to sleep? Because you have to get in your sleep to lose weight and keep it off. From what hour to what hour am I going to grocery shop or get, who knows, like maybe you're going to hop on Amazon or meal delivery service, but make sure it's delivered to your house. From when to when am I going to meal prep? But you have to get in line with those priority activities that are going to be the keys to you actually achieving your goal. If you do not prioritize those key behaviors, you're not going to reach your goal. So sit down, take a look. Like if you have social engagements like I do, I have to look and see. I travel so much. I've been all over. I have to think, okay, when I went grocery shopping last weekend, I thought I'm not going grocery shopping for 2 weeks. What do I need to buy? What do I need to buy to travel with? So I'm bringing like oatmeal packs. I have my shakes on the go. I have protein bars on the go. More fruits and vegetables I bought than usual. Bought frozen things that I don't typically buy, but frozen vegetables is better than no vegetables. And you have to think and plan. Because without that, you won't lose the weight. You won't keep it off. And you have to think, what are simple, sustainable solutions that you can do forever, not just for a day, not just for 10 days. And these are the keys to sustainable weight loss. So really, this weight loss becomes not about a fad diet, but about self-discipline and making the choice that you are so worth taking care of. You putting yourself first as the most important priority is of such high value that you're going to right now, if you haven't already, write down your goal. Like pause this, write it down, pull out your calendar and figure out how do you make this goal a priority? Where are you going to remind yourself over and over and over of exactly what you want? And for anything that we want to change, any behavior, we have to make a habit. And I know people say it takes 21 days to make a habit, but I don't know about you, but it takes me a lot longer than 21 days to make a habit. And so this is just the mental game. We all know we should eat vegetables or we should eat fruits. We know. And we know that, you know what, having a treat from time to time is okay. But we have to change and really amp up our mental game if this is what we want, or else you know what you're going to do? You're just going to yo-yo. And if you're tired of the yo-yo, like I was tired of the yo-yo, oh my gosh, I can't even count the days. I used to have a purple car, maroon inside and out, and I used to drive that thing around and be like, okay, I'm never going to eat that crazy way again. I just did. But I never wrote down my goals and I never made a plan. And then I would hop back in my purple car and I would drive to the 7-Eleven again, you know? So if you want to be on track, if you want to get in the best shape of your life and do it in a really maintainable way, you have to make the choice to make this such a real priority. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.